Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is Monday, January 11th, 2010. We've reached the halfway point in the syndicated radio broadcast. We're here live, noon to 4 p.m. Eastern. We simulcast the last 2 hours, 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern, at PrisonPlanet.tv. We are live there as well. So, last Thursday, Bloomberg drops this bombshell. Give me a document shot on that. Geithner's Fed told AIG to limit swaps disclosure. Now, we know Geithner and Paulson and Bernanke and others are all on record. Are on record over and over and over and over again saying they will not tell you where the money went and who got the money. Once they went into holding banks, the French, the German, the British, the Dutch, the U.S., the Canadian, and others, the money we know was paid in massive bonuses and served out. But the private Federal Reserve, the holding company, and the governmental Treasury Department on record will not say where the money went. But it later came out it was given to the very people running the government that were taking the bailout money. Now, Geithner was the head of the most important part of the Federal Reserve, the New York Fed, in the fall and winter of 2008, and that's in Bloomberg. And he has now gotten in a lot of trouble because internal documents and emails have been released where AIG, one of the big holding companies they use for plausible deniability to divvy out the money to themselves, it's come out that the New York Fed told them, do not let this be public. And we separately have Geithner on TV saying, don't let it be public. Now Geithner says he didn't know anything about that. Plausible deniability. That is more evidence of fraud when on record he will not let people know and will never talk about it and says, I won't tell you. So the issue here is this is crime. This is illegal, as Judge Napolitano and Ed Schultz and many others on the left and right have pointed out. And it's bipartisan. It goes across party lines and shows how the banking dictatorship is the real problem. It appears that the New York Fed deliberately pressured AIG to restrict. Guys, give me a document cam shot. It appears that the New York Fed deliberately pressured AIG to restrict and delay the disclosure of important information, said Issa, a California Republican. Taxpayers deserve full and complete disclosure under our nation's security laws, not the withholding of politically inconvenient information. Geithner had no role. They're saying Secretary Geithner played no role in these decisions, Meg Riley, a Treasury spokeswoman, said in an email. He was recused from working on the involvement, even though he was the head. He gave the orders. Involved specific companies, including AIG, after his nomination for Treasury Secretary November 24, 2008. Geithner began to insulate himself weeks earlier in anticipation of his nomination. So they take over the government, take over the private Federal Reserve, run the scam. We have Goldman Sachs' own documents. He used to work for them. Paulson was in the Treasury Department, former head of Goldman Sachs, setting up this fraud. We have their internal documents from the McClatchy newspapers that got them. They're setting all this up, and then he says, oh, I'm going to get the money. And then once I'm in government, I'm going to continue the robbery. But I don't have any decision-making in this, even though he runs the Treasury and the New York Fed, the most powerful branch of the Fed. Geithner, who was tapped by President Barack Obama, took the Treasury job in January 2009. Mark Hare, a spokesman for the New York-based AIG, declined to comment. So the New York Fed ordered the crippled insurer not to negotiate for discounts and settling the swaps. So you have Paulson at the Treasury, and then it continued with Geithner, the Goldman Sachs hood, thug, henchman in Treasury. They got to keep their people in. Continuing, ordering, this is another key, ordering government policy. They're setting government policy to pay 100 cents on the dollar on these fraudulent derivatives they made up out of nothing. Credit default swaps, insuring it, other systems. So they set up the insurance policy. They know it's a scam. They burn the building down and collect money off of it. They clearly are involved. They ran the operation. And this is the key. And they set policy for 100 cents on the dollar. This is criminal. These people are criminals.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Are you waking up at night for bathroom trips? I'm Jonathan Greenhut, president of New Vitality. This year, we sent out thousands of free bottles of Beta Prostate, the natural supplement for men. But some of you still haven't called for your free bottle. As we go into the new year, make the resolution to support your prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including sleeping habits and even intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay shipping and handling. This free offer is for a limited time, and once it's gone, it's gone. Start the year right. Call 1-800-360-8306. One free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-360-8306. That's 1-800-360-8306.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
He is a big part of Fall of the Republic. He is a huge part of the Obama deception. He has a doctorate of economics, also a doctorate in history. And we're always pleased to have Webster Tarpley on the air with us. I wanted to get him on. We've got Wayne Madsen coming up in the next hour on a host of other big scandals. We'll also get his take on Bankstergate. I'm calling it Bankstergate, and I want people to understand that this is just like Copenhagen. This is just like Climategate. If we, the alternative media, really point out the full fraud of this, force it into the mainstream media, this could bring them down. We have Napolitano on Fox saying Geithner could be indicted for criminal fraud. We even have Ed Schultz, the Democrat, on MSNBC saying the White House is in trouble on this. Geithner clearly set policy at the head Fed office in New York. That's the head office. He clearly set policy and continued it as Treasury Secretary. Notice they swapped. You had Geithner in at the private Federal Reserve, while the former head of Goldman Sachs, both Goldman Sachs executives, was getting over $200 million for himself and got a waiver from himself to do it. Paulson. Then Geithner, when Paulson left, Geithner rotated out of the Federal Reserve chairmanship of New York into the Treasury Secretary position. And here's the key. And he continued the policy of 100%, 100 cents on the dollar for fraudulent derivatives that they created. We have the five-part series of McClatchy newspapers with their own internal emails where they knew it was fraud, knew it was going to implode, told people to buy it, to blow out their competition, Bear Stearns, Lehman Brothers, and others. So they would be left as top dogs because they had their people all over government. So they made money on the way up, money on the way down. Now, Webster Tarpley, I've got him on with us. I wanted to break this down. For Geithner to come out and say, like Sergeant Schultz in Hogan's Heroes, I know nothing, I know nothing. To have him saying this is asinine when you have this continued clear racketeering by Goldman Sachs, in government, out of government. Webster has always said in both my films the last year, the key is AIG, front holding company, to divvy out the goodies worldwide. So, Webster, I want you to go through what the bankers are doing and to explain to them. They've stolen the 28-plus trill, several trillion of that directly from the bailout. But now they want the New London Kilo land grabbing under fake environmentalism, austerity, taxes in Australia. The same banking group is laying about half the land off use, just telling farmers, get off. It's going to the banks. I just put a newscast earlier. No compensation. Excise taxes, sales taxes, value-added taxes openly going through Congress. Total raping. States going bankrupt. Being loaned money like their third world countries by the same banks. The banks won't loan to Main Street. They want the implosion. Either we expose these frauds, have them indicted, expose them, audit, and then abolish the Federal Reserve, give the power back to Congress, and have a true package to get the economy going and to loan to Main Street. It's over. We're already into the spiral of inflation. Might as well print, as you've said. I tend to agree with you on that facet. You've got the floor. I want you to scientifically go through the history of this, the clear crime, where we're going. Webster Tarpley, economist, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Alex. I would propose, let's go back to the issue at the center of these emails, and it is the question of derivatives, first of all, as you correctly point out, financial derivatives, paper based on paper, side bets on markets, and above all, AIG, the world's largest insurance company that set up during this past decade a hedge fund in London, a deregulated trading operation in London. And, of course, in London, the regulatory environment is non-existent. There are no rules in London. New York is bad. London is even worse. So AIG set up a hedge fund in London that issued a total of $3 trillion of derivatives. That's about, what, one-fifth of the gross domestic product of the United States, more than the gross domestic product of France. So remember, derivatives had been completely illegal from 1936 until 1982 under a New Deal law put through by Roosevelt. Derivatives were simply illegal. And it took a period of several decades of work by Phil Graham and Wendy Graham and Alan Greenspan and Bob Rubin and Larry Summers, who's in the White House today making policy for Obama, to somehow rehabilitate derivatives and bring them back. And by the end of all that, a couple of years ago, we had reached the amazing sum of a derivatives bubble in the world of $1.5 quadrillion. That is to say, $1,500 trillion. Of which $3 trillion were in this AIG hedge fund. Now, when this panic started, it was clear that AIG hedge fund in London, AIG Financial it was called, they could not pay. These were credit default swaps and collateralized debt obligations that connected this London hedge fund of AIG to the entire New York, London, and European banking community. So in the middle of this crisis in the fall of 2008, we have, of course, as you mentioned, Hank Paulson of Goldman Sachs teaming up with Obama and also with McCain and also with Palin, because she supported it too, to bail out the banking system with $700 billion.
And Glenn Beck, and he's now supporting new taxes to pay the bankers.
Yeah, right. The entire corporate, you know, globalized pro-Federal Reserve, pro-Wall Street gang. They were all there cheerleading for this bailout, right, the TARP, the Troubled Asset Relief Program, which is still going on. So the question was then, where would this money go? And this was kept secret, and that's the issue. But let's jump ahead. Where did the money go? What is it that they're hiding? Well, you've mentioned the sum of about $27, $29 billion. That is referring to the United States banks that were paid off by the AIG hedge fund in London thanks to money from the U.S. taxpayers. So, again, the idea is the U.S. Treasury, under Paulson and then under Geithner, but under Paulson is where it starts. They give the money to this hedge fund in London, and the New York Federal Reserve with Geithner superintends this process, and it goes through something called Maiden Lane 3. And Maiden Lane 3 is a company that they set up for the purpose of funneling money to AIG. So who gets the money? First of all, Goldman Sachs gets $13 billion. It's interesting because at this point, the head of AIG is a guy called Liddy, and he's also from Goldman Sachs. Ed Liddy from Goldman Sachs is getting the money from Hank Paulson.
They've got their people everywhere in every administration right. For over a decade setting up this mother of all heists.
And this is Goldman Sachs, alias Government Sachs. So they've taken over the U.S. government, in effect, because they've got their alumni all over the place, including Bob Rubin and his protege, then Larry Summers. So Goldman Sachs gets $13 billion. Merrill Lynch, on the way to bankruptcy and being absorbed, gets $7 billion. Bank of America gets $5.2 billion. Citibank gets $2.3 billion. Wachovia gets $1.5 billion. So that's $29 billion to pay off credit default swaps at 100 cents on the dollar. Now, these credit default swaps and collateralized debt obligations were worth about zero. They might have been worth 2 or 3 cents on the dollar.
Yeah, the banks just made these up for themselves.
Yes, they're manufactured out of nothing. It's basically issuing insurance without meeting the legal requirements to issue insurance, which include capital and so forth. But now it gets worse. We've accounted for about $29 billion so far. But there are foreign banks. It's not just Wall Street banks, not just Goldman Sachs.
And we've got $50 billion paid to those, and there's evidence that those banks then paid it back into the Goldman Sachs crowd again.
Partly, but yes, and I think that's one of the key motivations. But let's just give the list of criminals in this case. We have Société Générale of France gets $12 billion. Deutsche Bank of Germany gets $12 billion. Barclays Bank of Great Britain, $8.5 billion. Union Bank of Switzerland, UBS, $5 billion. So this is actually more. This is about $38 billion. If you put this together, we get up to the fantastic sum of $67 billion.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought it was $50 billion. $67 billion. Excuse me.
$67 billion by my count, which is about 10% of the entire TARP, 10% of the entire troubled assets program goes to Goldman Sachs or the partners of Goldman Sachs. And, of course, we want to stress, Citibank, Bank of America, these, of course, are institutions that are just as evil.
But if you're running a criminal op, though, you want to use one gang, and Goldman Sachs clearly were the captains of this piratical fleet.
Yes, they have been able to get more political influence, but this thing is all intertwined. So the idea was then that this should have been stated. All of the information that I've just gone through, the names of these banks and the billions that they got, should have been stated on a filing which AIG was legally required to make under the Securities Exchange Act of 1933. In other words, they were supposed to tell the Securities and Exchange Commission, okay, SEC, here are the banks that we paid, and here's how much we paid them. AIG, under Liddy of Goldman Sachs, sent a first draft of their SEC Schedule A filing, I think it's called, to essentially Geithner's people at the New York Federal Reserve. And the New York Federal Reserve and their lawyers told AIG, don't make this public now. Let's hide this for a while. Let's keep this under wraps because we don't want this to come out. And Geithner is sitting on the top of that institution. Now, so far, we don't have, as far as I know anyway, we don't have emails that have Geithner's name on it. But these are all his stooges, his underlings, his staff, his appointees, people working for Geithner and taking orders from Geithner did this stuff.
And he's using, Webster, we got a break, we'll come back and continue. He's using the mafia defense of, oh, that was my underlings that committed these murders, or that was my underlings that robbed these banks. He's saying, I know nothing. Though he was setting the policies as the head of the Fed, lobbying for him, and then as the head of the Treasury Department. Then we have the separate issues of them selectively using federal regulators they controlled, seizing competition banks, and then feeding and dumping all their debt into there. I mean, there's just so many crimes they're committing. We'll go over more of the crimes and where this is going.
Attention, an important product from hempusa.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Have you heard that millionaire, entrepreneur, businessman, your congressional candidate, and author Robert Beatles wrote a new book called Here's What You Do? You can buy it at hereswhatyoudo.net as an ebook for $6 or the book for $10. And we have an audio book on its way for you commuters as well. Here's What You Do tells you exactly what to do to survive and thrive in these harsh economic times. This book will work for anyone, rich, poor, middle class, it doesn't matter. This book truly has the information that can make you wealthy, and it will tell you how to protect your wealth as well. You know the government isn't looking out for you. You need to look out for yourself. The economy is bad, but it's probably going to get worse. You must prepare and make sure you are able to financially take care of yourself and your loved ones. Go to hereswhatyoudo.net and start today. Again, it is hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. One last time, it's hereswhatyoudo.net.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
All right, going back to Webster Griffin Tarpley, I'm Alex Jones, your host. We're going to continue with the scams they pulled, then how we prosecute them, how we go after these criminals, because they're not going to stop here. They're the ones setting up Northcom. They're the ones running the phony environmental movements, grabbing the property. They openly finance it all. This is the New World Order. This is the globalist. And when we say the Anglo-American establishment, that's what they call themselves. It doesn't mean white people. It means the U.S. British elite power axis, London and Wall Street. I get emails all the time going, why are you talking about Anglos? That's not what it is. It means that geographic, those cities. Now, Webster, going back to you, you were going through Geithner claiming he knows nothing about it, though they've got their people in all the positions. They're setting the policies. He moves into Treasury, continues the 100 cents on the dollar scam. And then separately we have them. You said at the time, and now it's been confirmed, Goldman Sachs was gunning the whole time for Bear Stearns, Lehman Brothers, and others that they use government power to shut down and eat. That's criminal right there. I mean, it's just, it's all crime.
Yeah, I think the most obvious crime right now is a criminal conspiracy with Geithner as part of it to violate the Securities Act of 1933 by deleting information that AIG had proposed to tell the Securities and Exchange Commission, and these filings become public then. Here are the banks we gave the money to, and here's how much they got. $67 billion to these Wall Street banks, London banks, and European banks. And the New York Fed and their lawyers then said, no, don't do that now. Let's not tell that. Now, that's a federal crime right there. So we have an obvious overt act. We have a federal crime, the falsification of a Schedule A filing, which is not a matter of choice. It's something that you've got to do, and these things have got to be done in a timely way, and they've got to be done fully and completely. So before we had Geithner as a tax cheat on, you know, really small sums of money, but now we're up to almost $70 billion in payments to bail out a hedge fund, a deregulated hedge fund, with derivatives, which used to be illegal, but which have now been brought back. So there is the need for a special prosecutor. We need a federal prosecutor right away to go after Geithner. He should obviously resign or be fired. And above all, we've got to change the policy. You look at that $70 billion, let's call it $70 billion, that has been given to AIG. The actual amount given to AIG, by the way, is more. It's at least $180 billion. So it's about a third.
Yeah, the number I've seen in the news is $220 billion. But going back, Webster, and we'll get into the special prosecutor because that's essential. Everybody needs to listen carefully. Let's not forget, we have record numbers of the Obama administration that don't even pay taxes. You can't work for the IRS if you have any previous tax problem. But here's Geithner saying, I don't even have to pay because it's some international money he was making. I mean, this is just criminals through and through.
Right. This is a criminal gang. I would call this the Mussolini corporate state. Here's a good quote. The liberty of a democracy is not safe if the people tolerate the growth of private power to a point where the private power becomes stronger than the democratic state itself. That is the essence of fascism, the ownership of government by an individual or a group. Close quote. That's Franklin D. Roosevelt speaking to Congress in 1938. And that's what we have here. That Goldman Sachs and its cohorts in Wall Street have essentially taken over the U.S. government, and they're squeezing it as a cash cow. Let me hasten to add, it's not just Goldman Sachs. I would always want to remind people of the Morgans, because for 150 years, the heart of Wall Street is Morgan. In other words, J.P. Morgan Chase, the Chase Manhattan J.P. Morgan merger. They get as much money or even more than Goldman Sachs, and they take somewhat less political heat. Same thing goes for Morgan Stanley being that other.
Yeah, they're the mob bosses back at the palace getting the money, but the men in there robbing the bank at all the key exits, the gang they hired to rob the bank was Goldman Sachs.
Right, so Goldman Sachs more up front, and of course they deserve whatever they get. So I think it's clear that there's been a criminal conspiracy, big violations of federal law. But here's the big thing, I think. You look at, for example, California, right, or New York State. All of these states are now in a tremendous budget crisis, right? Are they going to fire cops? Are they going to fire the fire department?
NBC reports they're making DMV, Department of Motor Vehicles, people work free every Friday. That's called slavery.
Yeah, well, so here we had $70 billion, and really, it's, as you say, it's about $220 billion, 200 plus at least, billion, that were given to AIG for what? For toxic derivatives, for garbage, for junk paper that's absolutely worthless, that doesn't correspond to any kind of economic wealth or value
Stay there, Webster. I want to get into other crimes they've committed, and then how people lobby and push to identify the Wall Street criminals as the literal source, the fount of all of our economic problems, and where we're going if we don't stop them.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Thomas Jefferson once said, when the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty. Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down.
Calls are coming up. I'm sure they're going to be all over the map. I would ask listeners to try to talk about the Bankster takeover. That's what we're discussing right now. If that's not what you want to talk about, Bankstergate, then please let John Harmon know, and I'll go to you later after Webster Tarpley leaves us. But Kyle, Billy, Dave, Jacob, and others, or if you want to call in about the Bankster criminal activities and how we stop them, 1-800-259-9231. We're going back to Webster Tarpley in just a moment. Geithner's been caught red-handed in criminal activity, but we can't just let him be a scapegoat. It is the entire system. We're going to go back to Tarpley here in one moment. First, I want to thank some of the sponsors that have made today's radio broadcast possible. First off, I want to tell you about MySolarBackup.com. It is so important for everybody to move towards becoming at least somewhat self-sufficient and truly sustainable. And this is a great solar powered unit. You can run your whole house off a bunch of them, but it can run larger appliances by itself. It's a great little solar panel, the little battery system, and a controller. Just a wonderful system. You can find out more at mysolarbackup.com. Banners up on Infowars.com. Again, that's mysolarbackup.com or give them a call at 877-327-0365. The government doesn't own the sun yet, ladies and gentlemen, and it's now time to get involved in systems and to start training yourself to be more and more self-sufficient. Great systems, great for camping as well. 877-327-0365, 877-327-0365, or mysolarbackup.com. Continuing with sponsors that made today's show possible, Front Sight. This is Alex Jones. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? He has a free handgun and 5 days of free firearms training for you. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight's Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XT pistol in the caliber of your choice. I believe now is the time for you and your family to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes, and the Millionaire Patriot is paying his own money out to get you to get this training. This is real. Thousands have already taken advantage of this, and so should you. Don't miss out. Go to frontsight.com today. That's one word, frontsight.com. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course plus 30 state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar. Get your free handgun. That's frontsight.com. Go to frontsight.com and get your free gun. Okay, going back to Webster Griffin Tarpley, Webster is really saying nothing new here. He's saying what he said in my film Fall of the Republic and the Obama deception. He's going off the facts, and it's now being proven even by the mainstream. So, Webster, I want to move quickly now just to bullet points, picking your brain here. Obviously, we need to have a special prosecutor, but not just Congress. We want grand juries at the state level to indict. We want legislatures that have had their pension funds and other systems defrauded by this who have standing to take action. We need private suits. It is lawsuits that have been bringing out the secret AIG and Goldman Sachs documents where they're engaged in fraud and premeditated plans to blow out their competition and make hundreds of billions of dollars off the scam in McClatchy newspapers. This is all starting to come out, but the public doesn't have a great knowledge. They just know they're being robbed. And then I add the point that it's the banks that run all our major cities that are lobbying for land grabs and more taxes and surveillance. It's the banks that fund the military-industrial complex. It's the banks that are pushing the global Copenhagen tax, where we'll pay money directly to them. I mean, they literally are attempting a global takeover with this wall of fiat currency, 1.5 quadrillion that you talk about, or 1,500 trillion. They are being exposed. They are in trouble. But let's go over more of their crimes, what they've really done, and your expertise in going after these people, the best ways for people to call for their indictments and other crimes they've committed so that the public at large is aware so they can be pushed into the mainstream media.
Well, let's also add another name to our list, right? Because so far we've talked about Hank Paulson. That was the Bush Goldman Sachs Secretary of the Treasury. We're obviously focusing on Geithner, who went from the New York Fed, the flagship of the Federal Reserve System, really the heart of it in terms of policy. But let's also add Sheila Baird, of the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation. Now, this woman is also part of the bailout, right? The bailout comes from the Federal Reserve under Bernanke. It comes from the Treasury under Paulson and Geithner. But then Sheila Baird is the head of the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation. Now, she did a couple of things. We've been talking about how sometimes institutions that are viable in themselves are fed into other bankrupt institutions that are politically better connected. The leading example of this is Washington Mutual, and this was the largest savings bank left in the United States that was simply declared bankrupt by the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation and then fed into J.P. Morgan Chase in order to prop them up. In other words, every indication I have is that WaMu, Washington Mutual, was not bankrupt. But, of course, J.P. Morgan was because of derivatives. J.P. Morgan is the biggest derivatives black hole in the universe. So this WaMu was seized and fed in, and the people who had that stock were completely destroyed in the process. So that's one thing that we want to investigate.
Yeah, they didn't pay the people off from that. They seized it with real assets, and then the government regulators run by the J.P. Morgan Chase / Goldman Sachs pirate crew, they kept the money and then didn't even, with taxpayer money, pay back the people they'd robbed.
Exactly. Now, you talked about Bear Stearns. Bear Stearns was also fed into J.P. Morgan. I think Bear Stearns really was bankrupt several times over with derivatives. Same story for Lehman Brothers, which was then allowed to go bankrupt completely. But Washington Mutual is a really egregious case because it's not clear that they were bankrupt at all. They were probably viable, and they were fed into J.P. Morgan to give J.P. Morgan all of those deposits that they could use to offset some of their toxic derivatives in the long run. Now, the other big thing that Sheila Baird does do or doesn't do at the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation is the following. According to the banking laws of the United States, the big banks in Wall Street are bankrupt several times over. That means J.P. Morgan Chase, Citibank, Bank of America, Wells Fargo, a couple of others, right? Bank of New York Mellon. The top six or seven are unquestionably bankrupt. Now, every Friday, you can pick up an AP wire that says, today, the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation shut down the corner bank of Podunk Center in some state. Some little bank that nobody's ever heard of with a few hundred million of deposits or assets. The problem is that every Friday we are reminded that Sheila Baird is guilty of a criminal conspiracy not to shut down the zombie bank, because that's what these things are. The big Wall Street banks are zombie banks. And what I mean by that is this. We were told when the bailout and the TARP went through that if you bailed out Wall Street, that would help Main Street. If you kept the Wall Street banks going, that would mean abundant credit would flow to companies, to industry.
But they haven't been loaning. By design, they've been shutting down Main Street so they can buy it up.
Right. So what we've got is the U.S. taxpayer is now funding zombie banks. What do zombie banks do? Well, you may have noticed, first of all, that the price of gasoline has gone up about a dollar per gallon in the last 12 months.
And you predicted that a year ago.
And what is that? That is simply the comeback of Goldman Sachs and Morgan Stanley, who bid that up to, you know, almost $5 a gallon or so back in the summer of 08. Then they had to sell it off when they were threatened by bankruptcy. And now they're bidding that up again. So the thanks you get from Goldman Sachs and Morgan Stanley for saving them is that they are now bidding up the price of gasoline, and they will bid that up as high as they can. So that's one thing they do. Parasitical speculation in the things that you need for your daily life. The second thing, of course, they do is they clip you. They clip you with late fees, deposit fees.
30% credit card rates, right, loan sharking. But Webster, worse than that, they're now lobbying the government to levy all these new taxes on an already broke-back country to then pay them even more money so the government can, quote, pay off debts to central banks. We're now hearing that the big banks, just last week I saw Paulson come out in the news. I saw who was the other big one? I saw Rubin come out and call for it. A bunch of others call for higher taxes to pay off debt, much of which is debt accrued by giving them all this money. So they're in there running the government to now rape us financially through taxes.
Exactly, and this is the whole secret of Obama. About 1 year ago, right now, Obama met with the editorial board of the Washington Post, and it's something that I talk about in Surviving the Cataclysm. Obama said, "Well, I ran on hope and change, but now I have to change. I have to abandon those things. Now it's going to be sacrifice and responsibility." Wait a minute, Wall Street has just gotten, you know, 25 trillion, whatever it is, 27 trillion, and now it's time for sacrifice and responsibility for the American people, exhausted, depleted, with our living standard cut already by two-thirds. If you look at what Obama wants to do with Social Security and, indeed, his health care plan, these are bailouts in disguise. These are bailouts to bail out bankrupt insurance companies, all the insurance companies
themselves owned by banks. And let me add this. That's why liberals like Dennis Kucinich and even the chairman of the Democratic Party, Dean, have now read the bill. It cuts Medicare and Medicaid by $40+ billion apiece every year. It puts people in jail who can't afford the insurance. It gives liability protection to the insurance companies. I went and looked. The head lobbyist for the insurance companies admits they wrote the bill, but they give them fake left cover in the media saying insurance companies don't want this bill. We're socking it to the rich guy, and the average moron, street-level idiot actually thinks this health care bill is good.
Yes, the Obama health care plan, as you correctly pointed out, is, first of all, it's about $500 billion cut from Medicare over a period of years. And the idea with that health bill is that you are forced to buy insurance from a private, for-profit, deregulated company which has golden parachutes, which has lobbying budgets, which has 30 or 40% administrative overhead.
Advertising.
And the goal of that is that those companies, in their own way, are just as bankrupt as AIG. They're insurance companies, too. What did they do? They issued derivatives. You can look at Metropolitan Life Insurance Company, but also then look at Cigna, look at United Healthcare, look at all of those, and you'll see that they're all in the same boat. It's just that in this case, instead of doing it through the Federal Reserve, the Treasury, and the FDIC, they want to do it through you, that every person in the United States is required to buy a product from these companies. Now,
and that's why their stock is all shot up, Webster. So Webster, where does it end? Everything the government does, both parties, is a rape of the American people. They're openly involved in crime. If we don't bring them to justice, they're just going to be emboldened for more, more, more. Wasn't Copenhagen a big defeat of these people because they openly said fake environmentalism would be their ultimate land grab and their carbon tax and a new layer of derivatives? Aren't they starting to face Waterloo after Waterloo?
Yes, again, I think part of that is international. My analysis of Copenhagen was it was the Russians who leaked those emails about the East Anglia Climate Research Unit, blew the lid off that. And then it was the Chinese and their African allies led by Sudan who actually blocked the thing inside the conference. But now, let's see what the American people can do. I recommend a march on Goldman Sachs. Let's have a march on Wall Street. We've had these Tea Party people marching on Washington. That's fine up to a point. But rather than going for the Cape, let's go for the Matador. And the Matador is in Wall Street. The power decisions in this case are all made by Wall Street. And then that is transmitted.
Hey, that's my analogy.
We have Tim Geithner is known to have a cell phone, and he's got his speed dialing set up for two or three institutions, for Goldman Sachs, for Citibank, and J.P. Morgan Chase. So if he wants to call Jamie Dimon at J.P. Morgan Chase, he wants to call Lloyd Blankfein at Goldman Sachs, and then Pandit the Bandit, Bikram Pandit at Citibank. Those three, that's the state-sponsored compulsory cartel that features in the new Mussolini fascist corporate state. But again, it's that those companies own the government. They have taken over the U.S. Treasury in the person of tiny Tim Geithner. Now, I think it's also, there's a big groundswell on this. The New York Post headline of today, "Time for Tim to Go." This is a neocon newspaper, right? New York Post. There had been already rumors last week when Chris Dodd quit the Senate. The word was already then, knowing that Geithner was in trouble, that Dodd would replace Geithner. Of course, that's not enough. That would not be, that's just one Wall Street stooge replacing another. If you look at the Wall Street Journal of this morning, which I have in front of me, here's what they're going with. It's a deception strategy. The headline in the Wall Street Journal is "Banks Brace for Bonus Fury." And they have a picture of Lloyd Blankfein of Goldman Sachs and how the public hates the bonuses, but the Goldman Sachs employees say that the bonuses are not enough and they're not given in cash.
Yeah, that's not what it's about. It's about the crime that was committed.
Yeah, the bonuses, of course, are outrageous, and everybody can see that. But they amount to, a billion or two at the most, whereas we're talking about $700 billion just in the scandal that's at the center of this, $220 billion, as you say, around that, and then it gets up to the $27 trillion.
And then Obama will love that. He will use that to control the wages of people across the United States, but not of the banks.
Yes, so I think what we need, my recommendation is, frankly, class consciousness. In other words, we have the people and we have the bankers. The people are one thing. The people, basically the middle class and people who'd like to be part of it. The bankers are a finance oligarchy. They're globalized elitists. They have no country. They go from Barclays to Deutsche Bank to UBS in Switzerland. They don't care about this stuff. So you've got to understand what essentially is the enemy. The enemy is the financier elite, the banks, in other words. They've got to fight the banks.
Yeah, they are the source of everything. They're the source of the land grabbing, the police state, the wars. We're going to come back in two segments, this segment and one other, then we have another guest joining us, Wayne Madsen, with some big breaking news, and take phone calls from Dave, John, Joe, sector, Mark, and others. But Webster, so much is going on. But clearly, people are finally realizing the real economy's falling apart. This song and dance about the economy being better is a fraud. And the people are waking up to the criminality. But we can't just let them scapegoat Geithner. We've got to go after the whole system, have the Congress audit, abolish the Fed, have the Congress, under the Constitution, in its role, take over the issuance of currency and credit, turn it loose as an engine of production and power for this society. And if we educate people about the bankers and the scams they engage in and put the controls in there to stop this, we can see a new golden age. If we don't, the globalists have deindustrialized us. They've moved everything to China. They're in the final phases of their operation. It's getting painful, so people are finally paying attention to who the real enemy is. Either these scam artist bankers go down or we go down. It's us or them, and that's what Fall of the Republic and Obama deception exposed. That's why it's important all of you get it on DVD at InfoWars.com and give it to everyone you know. People are ready to be woken up.
You have a mortgage and a load of other debt. Wouldn't it be great if it all just went away? No More Mortgage can change your life.
We paid off all of our bills.
All your debt, including your mortgage, in as little as 9 years?
With No More Mortgage, we will have saved over $313,000 in interest payments.
Even have more money left over each month?
It lowered our monthly payments by a little over $500.
No More Mortgage.
Where have they been all of our life?
If you knew about something like that, you'd want to tell everybody.
Whenever I have a friend or someone that needs this service, I give than the number.
I'm Larry Ruff, president of No More Mortgage. This is unlike anything you have ever seen before, and it will absolutely not harm your credit. Call for your free CD. Learn how you can eliminate all your debt, including your mortgage, much sooner than you ever dreamed possible. The more debt you have, the more we can help.
Call for your free CD now. 800-578-6279.
This works. Call the number.
Call now for your free CD. 800-578-6279. 800-578-6279.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a Fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Another ragtag band declaring independence. Laid their bodies down on a bloody war at liberty.
There's so many facets of this. So many crimes. Grabbing big private banks that were solvent, stealing them. Giving themselves hundreds of billions of dollars in goodies, lying about it, saying we won't tell you where the money is. I mean, if they get away with this and the naked body scanners and all these other acts of submission, what comes next? Will they demand our firstborn be sacrificed to them like other governments have done in history? I mean, where does it end? Let's talk to Dave in California. You're on the air with Webster Griffin Tarpley. By the way, we carry all three of his books at InfoWars.com, including Cataclysm. You really want to understand what's happening with the banking scam. That's the book. Dave, you're on the air with Webster Tarpley. Go ahead.
Hello. Yeah, thanks for taking the call. I've got three quick things to mention. One is a statement. One's a question. The other one's a suggestion.
I'm going to have to let you go in just a sec, though. Go ahead.
Okay, yeah. First off, I love Webster Tarpley. I saw him recently in a European movie called Zero, an investigation into 9/11. And I've heard very little about this movie Zero, and I was wondering if, like, you guys could possibly, you know, help promote it or post it on InfoWars.
Sure, really cool. Great. I appreciate your call. Take care, Dave. You know, I told you we're taking calls for Webster Tarpley. I mean, come on. Let's go ahead and take another call here. Let's talk to John in Florida. John, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Thank you for taking my call, Mr. Tarpley. My question has to do with auditing the Fed. It seems obvious that the only way to break the credibility of the current administration and all these people that are controlling the world is to successfully get a passage of the H.R. 1207 to uncover all these intricate relationships. Would you agree? And if so, what's it going to take?
Well, I would agree, but that's only the first step. I mean, right now, what we've got on the table could take us one step beyond an audit. That is a special prosecutor that would go after Bernanke. And let me mention another guy, Donald Cohn, K-O-H-N. In hearings just about a year ago, January 13th, 2009, Congressman Grayson, you know him, he's a loudmouth Democrat from Florida, I think, but doing a good thing here. Grayson demanded to know from Donald Cohn of the Fed, what are the names of the people who got that AIG money and how much did they get? Will you reveal it? And Cohn said no. So let's put Cohn on the list. If you could get a special prosecutor going around inside the Fed, that would allow you to do it maybe in from another angle. I'm all for auditing the Fed, but here's the thing. The Fed has got to be seized. In other words, take it out of the control of that.
Yeah, it's unconstitutional.
Put it under the Congress and the President.
Yes, we have to put it under the Congress. That's in the Constitution, and it's simple. Expose the bankers as the criminals. Expose their fraud politically. Instead of it being Obama or Palin and this left-right diversion where we then get Palin or Mitt Romney or Petraeus for 4 years and then people get mad and throw them out. And we got to think about false flag too, Webster. You've been saying all last year, and look at it now, clearly the underwear bomber is the kickoff for new false flag. They want new wars.
Well, we also had this very interesting thing last Monday. Richard Wolff went on the Oberman show and said that the Obama White House was convinced that the Christmas patsy from Nigeria, that was an intentional action for various reasons. So it means that really the rogue network and their false flag operations are very, very close to the surface right now. Obama, of course, punted. Obama turned away, didn't do anything. Obama needs to start firing some people, and maybe he could fire some moles.
Yeah,
so
nothing
to demand.
John, your point about auditing the Fed being key. You audit it. The Treasury needs to be audited. All this needs to be public. You've got private banks. You've got private banks openly robbing everyone. When is it going to end? Final call straight ahead for Webster Tarpley. Then Wayne Madsen with breaking news.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.